A children's Sunday school teacher encouraged her 5-year-olds to draw a picture of something from the Bible. As she wandered around the room looking at the picture, she came to little Alice. "Alice, what are you drawing?" Alice said, "I'm drawing God." But the teacher said, "No one knows what God looks like." And without missing a beat, Alice replied, "They will when I'm finished." It is because of Christmas that we know what God looks like. God became a little tiny baby. As Scripture says, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." That's what we celebrate today, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that those who believe in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. That is what we celebrate today, that God became a little baby. The Creator became part of his creation. The other story I like is there was a fellow from Ireland who saw in the newspaper that he could buy pills that would make him look 25 years younger. So he bought a bottle of these pills, but he left them lying around the house. He forgot about them. And then he went to America to visit his brother and was gone for a few months. And when he came back, he called his family and asked them to pick him up at the train station. He gets off the train and he's met by a beautiful young mother pushing a baby in a stroller. He says, "Who are you?" She says, "I'm your mother." He says, "That's incredible. That's amazing. How did that happen?" She says, "Well, you know those pills that you left lying about the house? I took one of them, and look what happened." He said, "That's incredible. Who's the baby in the stroller?" She said, "That's your father. He took two." So remember that God became a baby. God wanted to show how much he loved us. Why did God become a baby? First, so that he could be born into this world, to grow up and to die on the cross, to rise from the dead, and to open the gates of heaven, to redeem the world. That is what the incarnation is all about. For God wanted to save us from our sins. And so we realize that Jesus Christ is the first gift of Christmas. Jesus is the gift of the Father. Remember, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son." So Jesus is the first gift of Christmas. And when you receive a gift, it comes wrapped up. That's part of the element of surprise, to wrap a gift. So there's a surprise that when you open it. Well, Jesus, when he came, was wrapped in swaddling clothes. That's how Jesus was wrapped when he came 2,000 years ago. When he comes again at the end of the world to judge the living and the dead, he will come wrapped in the clouds of heaven, in the clouds of glory. But just like in any present that is given us, we have to unwrap it, and we have to use it, and we have to enjoy it. Well, what if you got a gift that you never opened, that you never unwrapped? I think that's how Jesus is in the lives of many people. They know about Jesus, they know something about him, but they never take the time to unwrap the gift of Jesus in their own life. How do we unwrap that gift and use it? Well, through daily prayer, talking to Jesus every day, going to church every Sunday, reading the Bible faithfully every day, going to confession on a regular basis. Remember, Jesus is that gift, and we have to unwrap him and get to know him and get to enjoy a relationship with the Lord. And again, that's what Christmas is all about. Jesus is the gift of the Father, but let's not leave him wrapped up. Let's get to know the Lord this coming year, and especially through daily prayer, the reading of the Bible, going to Mass faithfully, and going to confession, we can then unwrap the Lord in our life and truly get to know him. I want to end with just reading you my favorite children's story, since we have so many young families with children today. And this one is called Santa at Bethlehem. When I was a little kid, about the ages of some of them here, the priest up in Philadelphia read this to us every Christmas Eve. And it made an impression on me as a young child, and so I was able to get a copy of it, and I'll share it with you tonight. The night before Christmas, a beautiful night. The air was so crisp and the stars were so bright. Down by the lake, you could still hear the ringing of laughter and sleigh bells and young people singing. In one little house on this wonderful eve, the children were guessing what Santa would leave. They hung up their stockings with big little eyes that shone with delight and the hope of surprise. And then Mother darkened the living room light, for this was the loveliest part of the night, when all the children were gathered to sing, "Happy birthday to you, our new little king." But a shadow of sadness enveloped their joy. There were tears in the eyes of one little boy. He turned to his mother and let out a cry. "Mom, the angels were there and the shepherds came by. The way was so clear, the star was so bright. Didn't Santa Claus stop at the stable that night?" The mother was stunned. There wasn't a stir. The five little children were looking at her. They wanted to know what the answer would be. What could she tell them? How could they see? Then she looked at the stable, the infant so sweet, and she looked at Our Lady, who knelt at his feet. The baby was love, the joy of the living, and Mary, the essence of sharing and giving. And there was the answer. To counter her fear, what seemed inconsistent became very clear. For when before Christ was there ever a cause for any poor soul to expect Santa Claus? Yes, the infant was love and the joy of the living, and Mary, her baby, was sharing and giving. And Santa was there, a gift from above, invisible symbol of giving and love. There was joy in her heart as she wiped off her tear, and words overflowed with a genuine cheer, for now she was sure that her answer was right. Of course Santa came to the stable that night. And oh, with what joy did the children receive of the story she told of the first Christmas Eve. It was the night before Christmas, a long time ago. Away to the north in the land of the snow, a toy maker ended his work for the day and went to the snowport to check on his sleigh. He fed all the deer in his reindeer corral and whispered, "I think I am finished for now." As Santa went home to get ready for bed, he fingered his beard and he quietly said, "The world is so silent, the wind is so light, a feeling of wonder is filling this night." Now back at the toy shop, the hard-working elves were busy arranging the toys on the shelves, and one little elf with a gleam in his eyes revealed to the others a lovely surprise. "I asked Santa who were the girls and the boys for whom he had made all these beautiful toys." And Santa replied, as he stood there and smiled, "I made all these toys for one little child." When darkness had fallen and Santa slept sound and only the small little elves were around, the toys in the workshop came down from the shelves and had the most wonderful time for themselves. And as they were frolicking late in the night, they suddenly noticed a beautiful light. And then they recalled with excitement and joy what Santa Claus said when he finished each toy. "I fashioned you into a wonderful thing, for someday you will be my gift for a king." And when Santa saw the remarkable light, he knew that tonight was that glorious night. At last, after all the years he had waited, the infant was born as the Bible had stated. So quickly he called every helper and aide to pack all the toys he had carefully made, the clowns and the balls and the musical trains, the rockets and boats and the passenger planes, the puzzles and crayons and coloring sets, a bike and a wagon and little toy pets. He bundled them up to the top of the sleigh, and led by the star, he began on his way. The night before Christmas, a beautiful night. The air was so crisp and the star was so bright. Quiet and calm over Bethlehem lay. Silence replaced the noise of the day. High on the hillside, the angels were singing of peace and of love that the Christ child was bringing. And there in a manger, the infant was sleeping, and Mary and Joseph a vigil were keeping, a vigil of love, adoration, and prayer for Jesus, whom God had placed in their care. And late in the night, by the light from above, Santa Claus came with a heart full of love. He gazed at the infant, the dear little Lord, and kneeling, he silently prayed and adored. Then Santa arose, and without any noise, he brought to Our Lady all the wonderful toys. He set them in front of her, one after one, and told them he had made them all for her son. And they say, when Our Lady beheld the surprise, she whispered to Santa with tears in her eyes, "I thank you for what you have given my son. Your present is truly a wonderful one. And this above all is the most beautiful part, the love that is fostered for him in your heart. But you know that my son will be like other boys. He couldn't possibly use all of these toys. So each Christmas Eve, as if by the star, I'd like you to travel both near and afar to visit the children as jingle bells ring in honor of Jesus, the new little king, and spread all your love and the spirit of giving so others may share in the joy of the living. And oh, Santa, take all of these wonderful toys and give them with love to the girls and the boys, for that which you do for some other one is counted as if it were done for my son." Then sweetly she patted the toys with her hand and picked for her baby a little white lamb.